Okay, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. So, Paul, first of all, then, on the selection front, Gary Roberts, is he fit enough to start?
Everyone's fit to start, yeah. There's only Dan Gardner, obviously, Drew Talbot's obviously on loan. Dan Gardner's still a week away. Everyone else, Ian Everts, Gary Roberts, all trained well, all fit and good to go. So, it's a big team selection for tomorrow.
Positive, then, that you've got bodies to choose from.
It's all, listen, football's, we're involved in an ever-changing world now with football. It was only the best part of 13 days ago we were leaving Notts County's ground in a fantastic position, having won 1-0 and Everton's great. 13 days later, we're now where we are, and that's the game we're in today. It just shows you a week. People say a week's a long time in football, and I think when you've been in it for a long time, I think you know that a little bit more than probably everyone else.
I suppose it depends on how you look at it, doesn't it? Because, I mean, it would be harsh to completely hammer Chesterfield. You're still in a healthy position in the table.
It's that half-glass full one, isn't it? I don't even know what I'm saying, if I tell you the truth, but it depends on how you look at it, doesn't it? You know, we're all disappointed. We left Notts County going into a home game against Preston where we all felt, you know, that we could achieve success. What is success? That can only be measured at the end of the season. You know, from there, obviously, we've been had a man sent off. You know, we've had a very flat, disappointing game against Orient at home. You know, that's just the truth of it. We never performed in any shape or form. On the back of that, I've made changes Tuesday night to go to Scunthorpe. I felt first half we'd done smashing, and second half we just looked like a team waiting to get beat. So all of a sudden, in the space of a blink, it all changes, and that's what football's about. You know, my job's to pick these lads up and go then.
So what, as you deliberate over what you want to do tomorrow at Rochdale, what needs tweaking? What needs to step up a little?
Stop conceding goals and score more.
Genius,
that, yeah, honestly, God, we've got both problems at the minute. That's where we're at. You know, that's where we're at. What I'll never do is look back. I'll never make excuses. I'll never offer anything up other than hard work and honesty. I think when we've just trained like we have done this morning, the lads have, we've picked our team. We're going there tomorrow to have a right good game. That's what we're going. That's my look at it, my outlook on it. You try and make yourself defensively more sound and you get more men behind the ball and you try and do what we've done at Walsall this year, which is not what we're going back to. We're going to Walsall, to Rochdale tomorrow to try and score goals and win a game of football.
When we've obviously sat here in the past on recent Fridays, you've spoken about the psychology and just the lads needing a bit of a lift, if you like. What's the process there of going through that? Because it can be quite easy to just say, pull yourself together and stick your head up, but it's not quite as simple as that.
Well, what managers now do in our positions, they all blame money and the fact that other teams have got more money to spend than us. That's, and, you know, I've read that from managers this week. All them teams had more money at the start of the season when we were winning. And they've all got more money than us now, and now we're losing. So in the end, it's not their fault, is it? Listen, our lads have done smashing. We've brought a lot of these lads in general, nigh on all of them from League Two. We've stepped into a very difficult division and we've held our heads high all season. There's a long way to go. I seen Nigel Clough commenting the other day about how many games there's left and there's so much to play for, and what a good statement that was. You know, people have been written off for this, that and the other. There's a long, long way to go in the league and we've got a job to do, and it starts with one brick. That's all it starts with one game. And at the minute, our nads, I said that about our supporters the other night, we need support. Everyone needs patting on the back now and again. I'm not talking about the manager, I'm talking about the players. You know, because when it goes wrong, it can go drastically wrong. And confidence in football is absolutely everything. It's paramount to players, to the game, to everyone. We've had such a good run, you know, looking back to the game at Derby and, you know, where we've been bright and we've played really well. And now all of a sudden it's going a little bit flat. My job's to make sure I light the firework. Or try to light it.
So where would you say it's at then on the scale? I mean, clearly at times this season confidence would have been right up there. Where is it now?
It depends, because what happens now, even for yourself, the interview, everyone speaks about it. And I'd rather speak at the end of the season to say, well, everyone went through that. You know, we keep referring to other teams. And it's hard not to sometimes, because you'd always offer other teams up as a logical sort of argument. We started the season where we were writ off. We started then really well, where we've done great. We've then thought we can get in the playoffs and everything's going well. We've now hit another little blip. It's football. It's the nature of the game we're in. And if you don't score goals, you won't win games. And if you keep conceding them, you'll find it hard because you can't score. So what you've got to do is try and stop one of them first. My preference is to try and stop the one at the positive end of the pitch. Or not stop it, try and help it and outscore someone. That's what we're going to try and do tomorrow.
It's interesting, isn't it, that you've obviously built this excellent platform, but things naturally change, don't they? From being the cliched newly promoted team, how are you going to get on, to being the side that one of the fancied ones, if you like, for the playoffs for the time being. But those expectations have changed for Chesterfield, haven't they?
I think that can be a good thing, can't it? Because if you look at the league logically now, that pressure falls to Doncasters and Bradfords. You know, we all felt, you know, if people involved in football will always think that Sheffield United will, you know, the cup runs, in my opinion, were probably hindering the league form. That's only my opinion. I think by the time they got knocked out of them and they focus on the league, that Nigel will get that one going. You know, so I always felt there's one other place up for grabs. You know, if they took, you know, Bradford and Doncaster are really the ones who look like, you know, grasping that at the minute. But the good thing for you when you've been writ off is that you've been writ off. What an achievement it'd be if we could bounce back. And I'm not trying to set targets for bouncing back or anything. I'm just trying to win a game. You know, but sometimes it's good because we've been in pole position with everything going well. And obviously we haven't got results. And when you don't get results, you don't look for anyone else to blame other than yourselves. You know, that's where the blame lies, within our building. So, you know, great credit to the teams that are doing well. You know, the league isn't over. We haven't writ anything off. All we want to do is stop the rot that we're in and try and put some points on the board.
It's interesting. We're in, obviously, the position where we cover three of the teams, including Chesterfield, that you've just mentioned there. And Paul Dickov and Richie Wellens were talking about that, really, of the, quote, chasing pack, there is one place, so United and then the teams above, and the other, say, eight teams that are beneath that are chasing for that one spot. Do you think the same thing?
I do. I think a lot of the teams, you know, managers will always look to other teams and you think, you know, the league's been littered with results this year that everyone have found quite, wow, you know, that type of thing. But, you know, in the end, I do think them teams are coming to the fore. You know, we played Doncaster the other week. I felt Doncaster were very strong. Mm. I think Dickie's done a really good job there. But, you know, then Bradford are involved in the cup. They have a great result the other night at Orient. That's a fantastic result. When you've had a tough game on the Sunday, to go down to Orient and win, show fantastic character by the Bradford team. So, you know, all in all, these teams are just going to the fore. You know, Oldham have done really well. You know, there's plenty of teams who have had good luck, but the season's over 46 games. And what you must all do is keep going, keep focused on what you believe in. And at the end of the season, when the hand applauds out and all the stuff, that's when we can all decide what's what. You know, I believe in trying to win the next game, and that's the most important thing.
And if ever some of those things applied to a team, if any other, it's perhaps Rochdale, because they had a wonderful start, didn't they, and were motoring along, and now all of a sudden, what are they, 16th in the table. So Keith Hill has had some of the similar experiences to yourselves.
I think, you know, football's a difficult game for everyone now, because unfortunately for us all, with modern day society of Twitter, you know, social media, etc., there's so many knowledgeable people on the game out there now that you wonder why our national team is in so much trouble, and, you know, we're not really doing great because we've got a lot of good managers in the country. You know, but that's, by the way, I think Keith's one of the managers I really look up to and respect. I think he's done a fantastic job. He continually churns out players from his youth team, from non-league. He puts teams on the pitch that are very competitive. This year they've gone and won at Swindon and places like that. They've also had fantastic results in the FA Cup, turning over Notts Forest. You know, again, Keith would be one of the ones that could speak about the lack of certain structures that would stop him going on and on. I personally think Rochdale are one of the model clubs in our league for clubs around that, because they don't moan about much. They get on with it and they win football games. They've got a couple of games in hand on teams above them. I wouldn't be surprised to see Rochdale come with a run in any shape or form. I think they're that good a team.
So who do you look at then? Why are they so good? What's their brand of football?
I don't look at other people like that. I just look at ourselves. I think, you know, Keith's recruited good players in. They sold the lad Hogan. They've then sold Doan to Sheffield United. So in the space of a blink, Keith's generated some money from a major part of the pitch where Hogan scored goals, Doan scored goals. Now the problems, I'm not talking about problems for Rochdale, but they've got to go again. And that's what football clubs are about. It's not about looking back, it's about looking forward. And in my opinion, Keith's got a capacity to keep doing that. You know, it's Bunny up front, then it's Henderson, Vincenti, Calvin Andrew. You know, they've always given lads an option and a chance. You know, the model for any club is to run your club how you see fit. And if you're run well from the bottom to the top, and you have good people within the club, you'll have success. If you don't, then you won't.
As you're analysing the way things are right now, do you look at changing things and tweaking things, possibly formations, etc., etc., right now, is just to get that point, get that win on the board again?
No, I don't look. I don't look that, because when we speak about the next win, you know, every team this season's been through patches where they haven't won games. We're no different than anyone else. We know these things will happen. You know, we're Chesterfield Football Club in League One. We're not Real Madrid. We're not Bayern Munich. You know, we're not after one defeat where Everton's a disaster. What we must do is put players on the pitch feeling the belief that they're good. Playing without fear. I've heard Tim Sherwood speaking about that lately, and that's one of my favourite sayings. If you go on a pitch with fear, how can you play well? But nowadays, if we haven't won for three games like we haven't, then if we don't win for four or five, it's going to be a disaster. The only disasters come at the end of seasons. Our lads will go on the pitch tomorrow full of reminders of how good they are, how we like the game to be played, how we believe the game should be played. And if we play well tomorrow, we believe we'll win the game. Okay, thank you very much. No problem.
Done.
Come on.